Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So tonight's all about the realistic plan. Boom. I love the realistic plan, guys. This was birthed from me over my journey of losing weight. So when I was, you know, constructing No BS and trying to figure out what was best going to help women lose their weight, I really wanted to like pull out the pieces of my journey that made sense. And so, like, you know, just going through No BS, one of the things that I had to learn how to do, because I was not going to be a calorie counter, was I had to like end the emotional eating part, which meant I had to figure out when I was emotionally eating. And I didn't want to just end my emotional eating all at once because I needed to work on my mindset. I wasn't ready to give it all up. So I traded and did different things in order to get there. So if you think about all of the basics, the four basics, I just want to give you a little overview before we get into coaching on the realistic plan. When I was starting, one of the things I knew that I needed a lot was sleep, was because I was somebody who dealt with a lot of depression, and it was really paramount for me to prioritize sleeping. I didn't put sleep into the four basics because it sounds good or because of anything other than I just know that when I am really tired and not prioritizing sleep, I tend to want to fill time with food. It doesn't take an Einstein to know that if you really want to cut some cravings and you really want to cut some emotional bullshit donkey butt eating, start prioritizing sleep. What also happens is that when you prioritize sleep, it makes you prioritize some of the things that you're doing in life just to please others and for bullshit reasons that don't, at the end of the day, add value to your life. So that's one of the reasons why sleep is there. Water is a no-brainer. Guys, we're like flowers. We got to water ourselves to grow and blossom. So I just also was not ever a big water drinker. I noticed that when I was overweight, I would drink juice. I loved soda. I loved a lot of shit that wasn't going to help me lose weight. And so what I knew was that if I switched over to drinking some water, and I didn't go cold turkey, dudes. Like, I literally started with like water and Crystal Light and adding it in and not taking all the things away. But I knew that I liked food more than I liked sugary drinks. And if I was going to continue to consume food, I had to give something up. So when I was losing weight, everything was very realistic. So when I look back on the way that I lost weight, it was always because I started with a realistic plan. I met myself where I was at with the little things that I was willing to do to move forward and keep the things that I wasn't ready to let go of. Yes, I did not lose weight very fast, but I did not want to lose weight fast. I decided, and I want most of you to decide, stop saying it needs to happen faster or I'm a slow loser or whatever. There's only one thought that matters. I'm losing it for the rest of my life. I'm not losing it to fix me. I'm not losing it to go fast. I'm not losing it so that other people will like me. You know what I'm doing? I'm losing my weight because I'm fucking tired of having it. I'm just ready to change my life. I'm ready to treat myself well. I'm ready to figure out how to like food in a way that allows me to feel good about myself, not only when I'm eating it, but the next day too. When I'm trying on my clothes on Monday morning. That is what we are doing, guys. So the realistic plan is all about you being willing to take steps forward towards never having to diet again. Because you start figuring out how to build the eating patterns that are not only going to get you to the weight you want, but you're going to like, that aren't going to be stressful and a struggle bus. So I love the realistic plan. I have it in the program for a reason. The way that I was going to end my emotional eating was if I was going to only eat when I was hungry, I wanted to make sure that what I was eating I actually liked. I wanted to be able to look forward to it. And over time, guys, yes, I started eating better and better and better, but I did it because I quit hating on myself. I did it because I quit diminishing my efforts. I just decided to be proud of any step that I was willing to do. I was willing to no longer think, like, I would want to think, like, I don't know if this is good enough. But I would immediately tell myself, I know it's not good enough. What I've been doing, which is a fuck ton of nothing. So it's just imperative that you think about the realistic plan as your path to getting to lasting weight loss. It is about the smaller changes that add up super fast. It's about starting with like plan, like what you will actually look forward to eating, plan what you are actually going to do. And then you eat those foods. And I would much rather see most of you eat the foods you're accustomed to and the foods you enjoy, and you work on learning how to stop. Because there's no fear that you're not going to get it again. There's no, you don't have a reason to just eat all of it. If you want to eat it, if you want to eat pizza every fucking day, eat pizza every damn day. Twice on Sunday. You won't need to overeat if you're going to get it again tomorrow. But what most of you do, you don't plan it. You're trying to do these good enough plans rather than the realistic plan. And then you get over here to pizza and you eat half of it. And you can't stop at your two because it tastes so good because you know, well, I shouldn't be eating it. That's bullshit thinking. And when you are in that space, you have to stop and you have to say, that is just how I'm thinking about this. I am willing to eat, like, for fuck's sake, listen to the words coming out of my mouth. I am willing to eat pizza every day if that's what's required to learn how to lose weight. It is no different than me being willing to eat my ice cream every night and learn how to slowly start eating just enough rather than all of it to teach myself how to lose weight. You got to be in it for the long game. If you're only in it to like for quick fixes, guess what happens? You can't do enough of them to keep feeling good. Eventually, something's going to happen and you don't have the skills to be there for yourself. You only have the skill of white knuckling, willpower, and all of a sudden, every ounce of motivation gets sucked out of your sails. So we're going to talk about realistic planning tonight, guys. I'm going to call you guys up. If you signed up for coaching, raise your hand. You had to, tonight was actually signing up, and there's one other ad, Gail, if you're here, raise your hand. Let's see. This is who I have on the list. Trisha, Christine, and Maggie, and Gail. Those are the four that wrote in and were selected for coaching. So if you're here, will you please raise your hand, girls? And then I'll let you guys answer some questions at the ask some questions at the end of this. So if you're in the chat, Coach Betsy is over there helping you guys out and talking and chatting with you. And then you can all talk to your posses and all your partners. Guys, if you notice that your PNP tribe girls are not here right now, email or text or Marco Polo their ass and say, will you get on the damn call? What are you doing? We all got to learn tonight so we can like help each other. But save your questions more for the end to make sure that I don't answer it while I'm coaching. All right, Christine. Betsy, do me a favor. As people are writing like that Sleep Smarter book, since I'm having to rebuild my store, make sure you leave notes in the Slack channel that I asked for today so I can add them because I had to redo everything. All right, Christine. No.
Hello.
Let me get your video started. I almost made you a co-host.
Okay, so host is okay. Start my video.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it worked.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, girl.
All right. Let's tell everybody all about the realistic planning coaching we need.
Okay. Girl, you're gonna get all your coaching on me. Okay, so I'm the April baby. I've lost 15 pounds, so I'm 10 pounds away from Queen's Club. So awesome. Average 2 pounds loss a month, but I just want to honor myself more by doing what I say to myself.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm cheating because
why
I'm not
cheating.
Well, I say I'm cheating myself because I'm like in the afternoons, typically I'll just grab ass something and then I forgive myself. I'm a nurturer. You know, I take care of other people all day.
Well, I don't think there's any problem with forgiving yourself. I mean, you don't need to give yourself an ass whipping either. I mean,
right.
There's nothing to be done, honestly. There's no forgiveness needing and there's no ass whooping needing.
Okay, well, I need to ladder that up, my friend.
Yes, all you really need to do is figure out why you keep grab assing. Like, what are you, like, give me a specific example of what you're doing.
Okay. So like kids are home from school. Oh, let me, you know, or I'm cooking dinner. It's exactly what you say in all your podcasts that, oh, let me grab this. And no, I don't put it on a plate.
Why don't you just put it on a plate then?
I think that's where I need help catching myself to intervene. Like, I'm kind of doing
it. No, you don't. Quit saying I need help. Like, I can't come to your kitchen. How the hell am I going to help you?
True. I don't want to put Post-it notes all over my kitchen.
Why? Do you want to keep your weight or would you like to lose it?
No, ma'am.
So tell me the prices you're willing to pay to do that. If you know that Grabassin is your problem.
Yes.
All right. So we're at 4 o'clock. Are we at 4 o'clock? Are we at dinner? When is it mailing
out? It's mainly four. It'll be at four, like right prior to dinner. Yeah.
4 p.m. and you're starting dinner?
Yes.
And your thought about this is what?
Why not?
In general.
Yeah. That's. I don't think it's a bad in my actual front head. I'm like, oh, just take it. But then I'll catch myself. So I'll catch it after that. But then I forget myself, and then I'm like, oh, let's do it again. Like I don't.
Okay, but this is the thing. I'm forgiving myself.
Yeah.
And then we'll do the grab ass here.
Okay.
I'll forgive myself.
That sounds ridiculous.
Right. Like, where in the Bible or whatever religion you belong to is this like a commandment we have broken? It's like, this is what I want you to see. You're making it a big deal.
Right.
And so when we make it a big deal, it's like, well, I don't want to put sticky notes everywhere. So, you know, no stickies, no plate. What does this feel like? I forgive myself.
Like I could go, it gives me the excuse to eat and eat and eat.
It doesn't give you an excuse. But tell me, like, when you think I have forgiven myself.
I can do it again.
No, that's what you want to. That's an action. What you're doing is you're showing me your actions. I want you to tell me, like, how does it feel when you forgive yourself for eating? It feels joyous, sad.
No. Yeah, like, it feels kind of shitty. Yeah, it feels sad. Like, or like hopeless.
All right, so hopeless. That's always a great way to solve our eating problems, is to be like, I need a little hopelessness in order to get over this overeating shit. And then the result is you end up like, I'll forgive myself. It's like you're doing yourself wrong.
Right.
Like it's not the eating that's wrong. It's you thinking that your eating is wrong is what's wrong. Mm. There's nothing to forgive. It's a grab ass.
Yeah.
It's a habit. It's if your brain goes to work on, this is something I need to solve. This isn't something bad about me. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to solve problems when you think that you're somehow doing something as a bad person.
Right.
Like if your kids said, you know, I didn't plan like a snack today and I had one, would you be like, oh my God, I have forgiven you. This is terrible. Like, let's all go pray and light a spirit stick or something. You wouldn't. That's right. Would be ridiculous, right?
Yes. Yes.
What would you tell your kids if every day they were coming home at 4 o'clock and they were just eating junk and you're like, say you had, do you have a daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. And say she was like, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking, I've been listening to your podcasts and that girl says mindless eating is not good for us. So I think I want to stop doing that. What should I do? What would you tell your daughter?
Stop.
How? But she's going to look at you and be like, but I'm just so mindless, mama. I come in and I'm just like talking and eating. And sometimes my friends are even there. I don't even know what's happening, girl. Am I broken? I must have an eating disorder. would you tell her, like, seriously, what would you tell your daughter to do? What would her steps be?
Have the snack, own it, move on. Like, she does not have a weight problem.
She doesn't have a weight problem now, but should she just stand around and eat behind her own back? I mean, like, let's just say she's like, you know, I don't have a weight problem, but I'm just going to stand in the pantry, stuff my face for a little while. Every day I do it. I don't know what will happen at 40, but this seems like a fine habit to establish. Like, I want you to think about her in 30 years.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not okay. My head is jumping ahead, and I'm like, well, how do I help myself?
Stop thinking about yourself for a moment. I want you to think about your daughter.
Okay.
Your daughter is coming home each day. She's eating at 4:00. You can tell she's not hungry. Even though she's thin, she's just eating, like, all the Twinkies and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, and wow. She really wants to stop. But she's like, every day I come in and I don't even know I'm doing it. Like, I'm having great conversation with you and you can't be the one telling her no. Like, you have to figure it. Like, she's got to be the one who stops herself. Because one day mama won't be in the kitchen.
Yeah. Put up distractions.
That's one thing.
I have to put those sticky notes up. No. Distractions or?
There's a real obvious answer. She could write them down on her 24-hour plan because that's what you're going to teach her to do. And so, you know, I think you should just write down the food you're going to eat today, but I want you to write every single thing that you think you might want. And then before you eat, I want you to look at your plan and I want you to just eat it on purpose. So that you can evaluate whether you actually want it or if it's just your habit.
That's looking at the plan before we eat.
I want you to think about what we're doing that's different.
Sure.
Are we doing this because she's wrong?
No.
Why would you give her that advice about her eating? Like, what would be the thought about her 4 p.m. eating and she's grab-assing? What would you be thinking about her?
She deserves better.
Ah, that's a lot better than I'll forgive myself. Like, she's a sinner. She needs forgiveness.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, she deserves better. I deserve better.
Yeah.
And I
deserve better.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
That feels a whole lot better.
Like what? Give me a feeling.
Like, I'm empowered, like I'm in control, like more, yeah, empowered. I like that.
So on our action line, we start strategizing.
Yes.
Because the only thing that you were doing was telling me all the things you weren't willing to do.
Right.
You told me, like, when I have to forgive myself, here's what I'm not willing to do. I'm not doing stickies. For sure not doing that plate.
Right.
Like, I just, like, it blocks you from coming up with any solutions. But when you start there and you stop thinking you need forgiveness, you start thinking, you know what, I just deserve better. I don't need to be forgiven. I just want more. That's okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
So then guess what happens? When you strategize, you get better results.
That's awesome, Corinne. Thank you.
You're welcome. I would write it down on your plan. My strategy for you is going to be, when it comes to the realistic plan, if you know you're eating every afternoon, I would have the plate out. I would never stop putting the plate out simply because you haven't done it yet. Like, don't throw it away. What I would do is, like, if you catch yourself grabbing something, then grab something of equal value and put it on the plate. So at the end, you'll see it. And then each day, that plate will have food visualized on it. It will have meaning behind it. So then it starts raising your awareness. Also, track what you're eating. Like, just say, like, rather than getting mad at yourself and forgiving yourself, because obviously you get mad first if you need forgiveness.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
We only are going to forgive ourselves if we feel like we're doing wrong. We don't need to do that if we are just like, this is all about gaining awareness right now. I deserve better. I'm going to figure it out. So you start loading the plate and your brain starts making a mental imagery of like, oh, that's all the stuff that I ate. And it'll be a lot easier for you to write it all down after the fact. Then you know tomorrow you need to plan very similarly. And I would keep my plan out. I just would. Even if you don't want to have your whole planner out, This is when we do a sticky note. This is what I'm eating at 4 o'clock and dinner. Tell me why you wouldn't want to do that. Are you worried about what people will think or what is it?
Well, I mean, that's a thought. I'm moving so that I'm trying to keep the house, you know, in order. But if I can do it for 7 days, you know, for as long as I can. Yeah. I don't know why I was resisting that so much.
It's because it's like, I want you to think about this. If you need forgiveness, a sticky note is going to be triggering that you're doing something wrong.
Oh, yes. Bingo. Because it's saying no. Yeah.
Now it's triggering that you deserve better. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I planned. This is how I'm figuring out my weight loss. Like, I'm already doing really well. I'm losing 0.5 pound a week.
Yeah.
So now if I want to lose 1 pound a week, I start solving this part, then I start putting gas on the fire.
Thank you. Yes.
Very welcome. This is a good call. I think everybody's talking about all of the plate. They're like, what's this plate idea?
Go
back in the call and watch. Well, I'll tell everybody as I call the next person. But thank you so much. Good call.
Thank you, Corinne. Appreciate you.
Okay, let's see. I don't know who Samsung SMJ727V is. So if you can just type, if you are Maggie or Christine or Gail, I'll call on you. Trisha or Maggie. But I need to know who that is. So here's what the plate, guys, is. For a lot of you who, grab ass just means I am eating mindlessly. I'm like, ooh, that french fry looks good off that plate. Let's have some of that. Like, it's all the little, like grabbing some food. We call it grab ass because back in the day, I used to describe it as, like, if you're married and you're walking down the street and you see some hot piece of ass, but you're married, would you just walk up and be like, you know what, honey, I'm sorry, but I just need a little. You're not going to go and pinch asses everywhere you go. You're not going to get just like go up and kiss someone just because they're hot and say like, well, it doesn't really count. I'm only grabbing their ass and I'm only like giving them a French kiss. No, that would be wrong. Just like if we're grab assing, we're doing our diet wrong. We're cheating on our relationship with ourselves that we're establishing with the food. So the plate thing is for people who tend to grab ass during dinner or, you know, whenever. So you put a plate out and this is called the grab ass plate. And then anytime that you want to eat something, you put it on the plate. And at the end of dinner or wherever, you can have everything on there if you want it. If not, then you know that you shouldn't be eating it to begin with. But it's just like a speed bump for you. Let's see. Karen, are you having, Betsy, make sure you help her. I'm not really sure what's going on with her course. All right. So Samsung, did we figure out who Samsung is? You've got your hands raised. I'm looking for Trisha and Maggie or Gail. Trisha, Maggie, or Gail. Y'all are having problems with things freezing here. Is it here? Is it this? I guess not everybody's having problems. All right, here's a question. I don't have my girls here, so let's see. Gail can't make it. Okay. How do I deal with the day that there's something someone brings that you want to eat, but it is unplanned and you don't have the ability to have it tomorrow? You just have to decide. Like, literally, is it going to be that good? I mean, you really have to, it's food. Like, I want you to break it down to it's food. I might like, it's the world's best donut ever. In 5 years, are you going to be like, fuck, why didn't I eat that donut? It was the one time they were bringing it and I couldn't even have it the next day. Or in 5 years, will it be so irrelevant and you'll be so glad you formed the habit of not caring about food so much and learning how to not care about spontaneous food that you're close fit? I promise you guys, there has been so many times I could have had amazing food I have traveled so much in the last 2 months. I have ate out more than I have ate in my own home. It's almost become a running joke with Aunt JJ that I don't need food anymore because all I do is eat on the road. And I will tell you, I have passed up a bajillion desserts and meals at fine restaurants and all the things because I did not want to end October gaining 5 pounds. I had already had my summer with Chris and I was working on getting back to my normal weight. I passed up all the wine, not all the wine, but I planned for my wine. But I want you to know, like, I want you thinking about that question. I don't care if you have it or not. I just want you to really like your reason. I want it to be like, no, it is the best food ever. It will be worth it. I will have a few bites and I am done and I'm right back on plan. That ain't the case. If it's just like, well, I hate to miss out, then I want you to question, am I going to be missing out on my results? Am I going to be missing out on other things? At least give yourself the opportunity to decide, like, if I don't eat, this is what I miss out, that thing. If I do eat, here's what I will miss out on. And just go through the list and make sure that it's worth the price you're going to pay. I mean, guys, when we're eating, especially when somebody just brings something in, it takes like, what? It's 5 minutes and we're done. And if you're not going to like yourself after, if you're going to be like, I wish I hadn't have broken my plan, if you're not going to like the scale on Friday because of some stuff, because you keep breaking your plan for little reasons, you have to be like, am I willing to pay the price of missing out on what I ultimately want? It's all about that delayed gratification. Annie, for some reason, her connection wasn't good. Okay. What are we talking about?
So I signed up for coaching on the realistic plan.
Okay.
I've been joined in April and I make my plan very sporadically. I do it 1 week and then I don't do it another week. So
why?
I don't know why. When I do the plan, I kind of stick to it, but I think I'm still stuck in old diet mentality. So I feel like when I make my plan, it's got to be perfect.
And so you do know why. I want to point something out for all the peanut gallery over here. Y'all quit saying, I don't know. I think it is. Just skip the I don't know and go straight to the I think it is. Because what it does is it makes you pretend like you're confused when you're really not.
Okay. So I make my plan what I should eat, and I know it's old diet mentality. So I'm trying to, as I've listened to you, I realize that I should be putting stuff that I want to eat, not what I know I should be eating. Or does that make sense?
So let's just, what is it going to take to quit doing that? If you know that's not working, like, here's what's like, let's do this. Realistic plan. This is what I should eat. How's that feel?
Like I'm depriving myself sometimes.
Deprived.
Sometimes it feels great. I mean, sometimes it feels great to eat healthy.
Okay, on those days, and I would plan very healthy. But in the morning, if you're waking up and it's not a day that you really want to eat healthy, guess what? How does it feel when you think, well, I'd really like to have one of them healthy days, but not really there, but this is what I should eat.
Yeah.
You know what?
I mean, I just feel discouraged. Like I know I'm not going to be able to do it.
Discouraged.
I guess in my mind, I have good foods and bad foods. And that's what I'm trying to get over too.
You don't have to get over it. You just have to realize you have lists in your head that are very irrelevant. There's no getting over it or needing those thoughts to stop and all that stuff. You need to define good foods and bad foods as very old, outdated information. We all used to have a Betamax. Nobody is like going out and saying, I really need to get a Betamax. You used to have one. Anybody got one? Like yeah. That is like seriously old diet mentality. It's like saying I need to get my Betamax out and like go through the archives and figure out some videos to put in before I can even figure out what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Why do you care that you have, like, I know you're like, you're struggling, but it's like, look at what's happening. Your list, this is what I should eat. Your action is have lists of good foods and bad foods. That you don't honor.
Right.
Let me just tell you, if you're actually going to follow those lists and be like, yeah, these are the foods that really don't work for my body, and these are the ones that do, then go for it. But if you're just saying all that stuff and all it does is lead you to discouragement land, and all you do is you just end up eating a bunch of shit that makes you feel bad.
Right. Okay.
You should honor yourself.
Yeah. 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 Cause when the days I do make a plan, I realize that I do stick to it pretty well. And if I'm honest about it, it's the little cheats that I do that I don't put on my plan because I know I shouldn't eat them. But if I put them on my plan, sometimes.
Why shouldn't you eat them?
It's that diet mentality because I know that's, I'm not supposed to eat those things. It's just.
Let me ask you. How has that been working?
No, it hasn't been working. It hasn't been working.
You have to tell yourself, because are you like, you're obviously not thrilled with your results right now. Otherwise you wouldn't be on a coaching call, right? You're going to have to tell yourself, I need to go through the discomfort of just planning, like Corinne says, and it's just going to feel icky because my brain has a lot of old programming that's outdated right now. Right. And my brain has to quit going to the outdated stuff by me doing it a new way until my brain's like, oh, I guess we're not villainizing food anymore. I guess we're catching up with the new way of thinking now.
Right. Okay. So I'm coming to your 6 day, which is really scary. But like I just went to Vegas for a couple days and my old pattern would be to pack a bunch of crap and snacks in my suitcase. And I didn't do that because I thought I'm an adult. If I want to go buy a snack, I go buy a snack. Right.
That's so a good decision.
Yeah. So I think it's just, you know, growing up, I used to hide candy in my drawers and I've always been embarrassed to eat in public because of my, you know, I've just felt like people eating snacks and stuff. So I just think there's a lot of bad mind work in my head. So I feel like making a plan sometimes, I feel like even writing stuff on a plan, like eating pizza, I just feel like it's just bad. And so that's just stuff I just have to work through, I guess.
Yeah. All I want you to do right now is work on telling yourself there's no good or bad food. That's just a bunch of, that's just how I've always thought about it. But that's like just literally, I would just hang on to that's outdated information for me. Like it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked. And just say like, you know what? There's nothing wrong with pizza.
Okay.
There isn't. I'm going to tell you, you're going to have all kinds of food at the 6 day.
Okay.
We're going to learn how to be around all of it, how we're going to think about it. We're going to sit, it's going to be a lot of discomfort because you guys are going to have to think about food in a whole new way. But what I would love for you to do though, is come to the 6 day and not have to do all of that work.
To get
even deeper with yourself. So if between now and then, there's a book that I'm sending you. Actually the books are all in my garage right now. I tried to take a selfie this morning in my garage and it looked like a warehouse, but there's a book that I'll be sending you that goes over, like how to kind of deprogram food rules and stuff. And it'll be really helpful.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I need.
Yeah. And between now and then, well, the one thing I want you really doing is like, if you don't practice anything, I want you to make your 24-hour plans. You're going to get a whole sheet of rules from me next week. So don't worry about it. And it's not complicated. As I do everything, I keep it super simple. But your big homework though is to be thinking about, I want to have a healthy, normal relationship with food. That means all food is fine. They're not good or bad. It's just food. And it's food that I plan and I evaluate and I decide, do I want to eat it or not? And every single day I'm going to make a plan, even on the days when I am judging myself. I want you to be thinking about that. It's like, I'm willing to make a plan, even on the days I'm judging myself. I'm willing to put foods on my plan that I think I shouldn't eat, because I'm retraining myself that I can do this in a new way. Like, that's really all I want you focused on, because I think that'll be very helpful for you to come to the 6-day kind of just very aware of all of your thinking without changing a lot of your thinking.
Right. Okay. Okay. Sounds great.
All right. Get you a little surprise for me at the end of next week.
Okay. All right. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's see. I'm going to answer the last questions, guys, and then we'll get out of here. Can you share how you handle celebrations emotionally? I'm just off a week of birthday excesses. If I had spent a week just, it's kind of like when I go to Vegas and stuff, I tend to eat and drink a lot more and whatnot. The way I come back is I just tell myself, time to get to work. Like, I just don't make it a big deal. Like, I don't sit there and be like, oh, we shouldn't have done that. Like, I don't try to unwind time or suffer regret and do all that stuff, guys. It is the biggest waste of time and energy. What I have done in the past that I think is really helpful for you guys is I will do something like, I will write about my trip and I will like kind of evaluate it like I would if I was giving myself my yearly review. And what do? You don't beat yourself up in the yearly review. You talk about what went right and you talk about next time, let's work on these things. And you do it while it's fresh. You think about like, what was worth it? What wasn't worth it? If I was going to do it again, this is the advice I'd give myself. So you can keep like somewhere in your PMP work in a binder or something. Just every time you go on vacation, every time you have like birthday excesses, whatever it is, you can even do it on weekend after weekends and stuff. Just kind of like go over like what went right, what was worth it, what was totally not worth it, and what would be my strategy next time. Just keep it really unemotional like that. That's what I would do. And then that way you can like think about next time, like, how do I want to show up for myself? Like, if I'm feeling right now, like I don't like it, then I want to like create the story of how I would like to show up for myself next time. That's you taking care of your future self. If you're like me now, like I will go and I will like, maybe I'll eat all the things or something like that. I just come home and I start telling myself, I can't wait to eat healthy. It feels so good. I start talking it up about how amazing it's going to feel in like 3 to 4 days when the bloat starts coming off and I drink my water, I get in my sleep and I start eating all my healthy veggies and my poop gets regular. I start really creating like how sexy the healthy part's going to be. But you can't do that if all you're focused on is what a bad person you were and how wrong you were, or why you were excessing. Oh, I keep taking my glasses off. This sucks. Hang on. I've been struggling with the thought of being mad at myself because I have to wait until -2 because when it comes, it is so inconvenient. So then I eat before -2 to avoid being inconvenienced when I'm extremely busy at work or working on a large project. How can I get over this issue? Stop thinking like it's an inconvenience. Like, let me ask yourself, do this, Anonymous. The person who loses all their weight, or they're like, oh my God, we got here being so inconvenienced. Or they're going to be like, I'm so glad you figured that out. And you figured out how to get it to the point to where you're just like, if you're like, let's put it this way. If you get hungry, like I am starving right now, starving. I was not hungry before this call started. I have not ate for a long time. Guess what? Y'all are a fucking inconvenience. Now I feel bad. Are y'all happy? No, I don't think of this call as being an inconvenience. You know what I think? I can wait. Hunger's not an emergency. If this is not a good time, like, couldn't you imagine if I was like, y'all, I got to get off the call. I got to go eat dinner now. My -2's hit, y'all. No. You just say, like, now's not a good time to eat. I can wait. I choose to wait. Rather than being aggravated that you're hungry, Like, think about that. You don't want to practice being aggravated that hunger is hit. Just say, get to work on my ass. I'll eat in a little bit when it's a good time to take a break. What thought can we have if we plan realistically, but it's not as healthy as the week before? The feeling I get is that I'm taking two steps backward despite the scale still going in the right direction. It's not, there's no forward or backward with the realistic plan, guys. If this week, it would be like me going, like I was on a trip this last week. I've been like all over the world. I literally saw two oceans in 1 week. It would be like me saying, you know, I'm just not going to be able to plan as healthy because I'm not going to be at home. I feel like I'm taking two steps back. Rather than just being like, this week, this is what we're having. Let's go all in on it. And we're going to lose weight. Like, just be there. It's just optional. Like, thinking, like, you guys, like, how do we not feel like we're taking two steps back? You quit thinking you're taking two steps back. You decide consciously how you want to think about it. And then every time you think you're going backwards, say like, no, bitch, we're moving forward. This is how we're doing it. We agree to eat these things. This is part of our journey. You just don't tolerate that bullshit thought in yourself. And just like, here you are, show you the door. Here you are again. Oh, show you to the door. Until that thought doesn't get energy in the room anymore. And then it eventually stops coming because you've taught yourself how you want to think about your food. You've taught yourself that you want to think, like, this is the best thing I'm ever doing for myself. And here are the things that I'm doing to get there. How you think about your realistic plans, guys, how you think about what you're doing is your choice. Just because a thought comes in does not believe you got, mean you have to keep it. It does not mean you have to believe it. You got to roll with it. It just means, like, if you don't like it, change the fucker out. I'm like, toe up tonight. Realistic planning. If I were to actually make my plan realistic, it would mean planning to eat more than I need to be satisfied at a plus two. Should I still do that just to get used to realistically planning? Yeah. Here's what I would do though. I wouldn't just say like, if I plan realistic, it means I have to overeat. How about if I plan realistically, these are the foods I'm going to eat and I'm going to practice my hunger scale the entire time. It may mean sometimes you're eating more and stuff. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to get used to writing them down, and I want you to get, you do not need to say like, and I'm going to need to eat to a five of this. No, you're going to sit there and say, I'm putting this on my plan and I'm going to practice using my hunger scale. If I overeat, I'm going to learn from it. That's it. No more motion than that. I think I got you. Let's see. What if I plan something for breakfast and wind up swapping that food for snack and then lunch becomes a snack? Sometimes I plan stuff and don't remember that I was supposed to be a different meal. I think that's fine. If you're swapping your food around Lego style, that's fine. Oh my gosh, there's another Corinne in here spelled just like me. What's the name of the book that you referenced, Teresa? It's a book that the Sixth Day girls are going to read with me. So they're going to be reading one, Everything is Figure Outable. Then they're going to be reading The Normal Food Rules, The Rules, Betsy, what's the name of the book? The Rules of Normal Eating, sorry. They're going to be reading those two, and then the two, they're getting all of this next week, but throughout November, December, we're going to be talking about it together inside the Facebook group, and we also have a couple, guys, y'all don't know it in the Sixth Day, but we're going to have some calls with me before you even get to Nashville so that we can go over lots of things, like we're going to do some Q&A. We're going to talk about the books. We're going to do all the things in your group. I'm trying to stop gorging for 3 days and then starve for 2 days so I don't gain. Then stop doing it. Stop trying to stop doing it and start planning realistically. If you need to plan 3 days of gorging, you need to do it on purpose and not sit here and think that it's just happening to you and I'm just gorging and need to stop it. It's like, no, you need to plan realistically. If you're eating a lot of food, you need to plan that food and no longer sit there and eat at the effect of it. Stop eating out of control and take control. That means you plan it like a boss. And then you don't starve to make up for those plans. What you do is you plan that shit on purpose. You get an ass full of yourself and you decide, we'll plan a little less of this stuff. I'm not punishing myself. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to help myself because punishing myself is eating all of this food. the worst thing you're doing to yourself right now is not realistically planning and putting it in your consciousness. You're just giving up and eating. Anytime, guys, if you are overeating, you are giving up and eating. You just are. Just like our girl who wants to, like, I will need to plan to four. You're giving up on the idea that you can learn how to not eat that much of it. That you're giving up on the idea that you can love the food you plan and eat just enough. We got to work on these things, guys, consciously and deliberately. I told you when you joined this tribe, I was not selling you a quick fix. I was selling you the last fix. That means that so much of this work is very uncomfortable. You're going to diet unlike you've ever been asked to diet before. And a lot of the weight loss is me asking you to override the old stories and do it in the way that's truly uncomfortable, which is a new way. With all of your judgment, all of your shoulds, what I should be doing shit coming along for your ride. I'd rather you be doing it the new way and bring all that and be like, and that's just how I'm thinking. And it's so uncomfortable and this is what I'm doing. Than for you to sit around and be in so much discomfort the day after. Feeling helpless. Turning it off, engorging, and then feeling uncomfortable. Then feeling bad. And much rather you do it on purpose, learn how to deal with your judgment, and then learn how to ask more of yourself from a place of you deserve it, not punishment. All right, there's a butt ton of questions. It doesn't matter if you're scared, Margaret. That's the whole point. You're supposed to be scared of doing it. You're scared right now that you're not ever going to be able to stop doing it. You're already fucking scared. So why not be scared with a purpose? Be scared where you can get a result. I would rather you be scared and do it and see what happens than to be scared to not do it and just keep doing it in a way that requires you to throw up a help with an exclamation point saying, I'm gorging and starving all the time. That is the part that you should be scared of, that you want to hang on to that more than you want to hang on to on purpose solving your problems. Yes, you do put your binge food on the plans. Christine said, I've been binging every day for a month. Okay, nearly every day. So thank you for clarifying. So would I put my binge food on tomorrow's plan? Yes. Stop binging unconsciously. Start eating on purpose. It's never as much fun. It's when you can't go numb and you have to do it on purpose, and you have to sit there with your food, guys, it is way harder. That's why you guys don't want to do this work, because you know that that part is going to be like, I'm going to be judging myself for what I'm eating. It's like, yeah, that's the point. I want you to judge yourself while you're eating and ask more of yourself rather than judging yourself after you asked nothing of yourself and ate unconsciously. That is the point. And with that, that is your realistic planning call for this month. Guys, have fun with the realistic plan this week. Do not sit there and create that this week is a shit show and going to be miserable and going to be tiring and all this other stuff. Like, you know what this week's about? This is the week I figured my shit out. I am ready. I'm ready to see what the magic is. People say day in and day out in that Facebook group, realistic planning did it for me. When I finally released and gave in and started doing it, shit started changing. I challenge all of you to commit to 30 days of realistic plans. Don't just do this week. Just be like, I'm in, Corinne. No more fucking around. Doing a realistic plan for 30 days. And guys, as you do it, when you start thinking you want to do a little more, you remember little Corinne back in the day when she was like, I think today's the day I'm putting my ice cream in a bowl. No more putting it in the carton. That was Corinne in her first realistic plans. That was her first level ups. Every day I asked myself, is there something I will do today? It's different than yesterday, and I'm ready to put on repeat. I asked myself that question every day, and it freaking worked. That's why I teach you this way, guys. All right. Y'all have a good one. I'll talk to you very, very soon. A couple announcements. The sixth day closes. If you're coming, if you're going to work 6 months with me, it closes October 28th, which is a week from today. You can go to pnptribe.com, go to live events, look for the it's the lose weight, gain control week with me. It's basically a week in Nashville plus 2 months before you come of pre-work, and we're going to be reading some books and laying the foundation. Spend a week with me in Nashville, and then for 4 months we're doing group coaching and stuff. All the packages, some of the packages are going out this week, but everything's getting mailed, so we are closing the doors on October 28th, and then we will not be taking any more signups. Let's see, what else? There is all kinds of good stuff happening this week, just so you guys know. I want to make sure everybody knows what's coming up. Office hours tomorrow with Betsy, Coach Betsy, and then Betsy in my pocket. Public live, I think my Facebook page is finally fixed, so luckily for you guys, y'all don't ever miss lives with me because you're in the tribe, but they've been missing them for weeks now because my Facebook page has been blowed up, and I think we finally have it all verified. So 8:30 on Corinne's public page will be the weekly Facebook Live, and then coaching with me at noon on Wednesday, the 23rd. This is all Central Time. A Q&A on the Realistic Plan with me and Facebook on Thursday, 9 a.m. Central Time. Tribe News Show. For all of you who are new and don't know what this is, the Tribe News Show is where I go over everything we're going to do next month. We have got so much good stuff for you. Purse Size Planner, Handling the Holidays. I'm going to break it all down. Brand new calls for next month. I'm changing the game up a little bit, and we are going to fucking do some amazing things. Just a big hint, there is going to be a monthly recovery worksheet workshop lab with me every single month where you bring the recovery worksheets, I help you figure them out. And then coaches office hours again on Saturday, October 26th, noon Central with Coach Betsy, and at noon coaching with me on Sunday at noon Central Time. Noon coaching with me at noon. All right, guys, that is it for the week. You guys have a good one. I will see you very soon. Talk to you later.